I had no clue the Lord was going to show me to do that tonight. But you know what? God's word is simple. All you got to do is believe it. And it just came up inside of me, and the Lord was saying to me, these girls were worshiping from their heart. And he said, use them. He said, use them. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't think I laid hands on more than one or two people, and you guys did the rest. And they have to hold on to it, don't they? Yeah, because the devil's a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to set you free from all of that, to give you life, abundant life, to the full, till it overflows. You like that overflowing stuff, huh? God's fun, isn't he? He is. How fun is it for people when they get healed? Have you ever been sick before and gotten healed? Yeah? Yeah? So it mostly happens during school. I wonder what that means. I don't know, but you carry that anointing with you, Addison. Yeah. And Amelia. Yeah. So let God use you. If you just kind of feel on the inside that he's telling you to do something or say something, just follow through and do that. You guys are at the perfect age to do this because you don't have any junk in you. There's no doubt. They haven't had time to have doubt and unbelief come into them and create mindsets to where you're wishy-washy. Will he, won't he, you know? Will he heal me, won't he heal me? I know he's healed some people, but he doesn't heal all people. Healing comes to everybody. I'll say that again. That didn't go over too well. Healing comes to everybody. And that's why I instructed them to tell you, you have to hold on to it. And so you do. So for those of you that have never been prayed for before and don't have possession of, we have a little book called How to Keep Your Healing. Do we still have those? And we'll give each one of you one. And Kathy, are you guys on tonight? Okay. See this young lady and this young man before you leave, and they will take your name and anything that you want to tell them as far as, because I didn't ask anybody, nor did the girls, what was really wrong with you. We just released the power of God. And I just saw the Lord showing me to do that. If he had said, I was all prepared to bring a message. And why? Because God confirms his word. But when the anointing shows up, you see, when God gives you an instruction, like a word of knowledge, that contains with it the power to carry that out. You don't have to go to the word. God's giving you the word. But if God doesn't manifest in working of miracles or gifts of healings or word of knowledge or wisdom, you can always go to the word. That's why we tell people, come get your miracle and healing. Whether or not those manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit begin to manifest, that doesn't matter because we've always got the word to back us up. And in Mark... I just want to share this with you. Actually, I think it's Matthew. No, it is Mark. Mark 16. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Well, you know, healing is part of the gospel. We read that in Isaiah 53. Said, by the stripes he bore, we're healed. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. That's the gospel. That's good news. It says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned, and these signs will follow those who believe. So it's a simple transaction of believing. In my name, in the name of Jesus, you receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, I release the power. They will cast out demons. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it'll by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out. Who's they? Those that believed. Are you a believer? You should be going out somewhere. Go to work, go to the coffee shop, go to Walmart. As you go out, believe and ask God to show you there's somebody here that needs what I've got. And then you can just do that right in the aisle at Walmart or at the gas station. They went out and they preached everywhere. What did they preach? They preached the gospel, the good news. See, God, our God's a good God. And it says the Lord working with them. See, the Lord was working with these girls. They weren't out there on their own. The Lord was working with them. He works with you. So what happens when the Lord works with you? It says, and he confirmed the word through the accompanying signs. He will confirm his word with miracles, signs, and wonders. Isn't that good? And Jesus will use little, how old are you girls?
I'm 7.
7 and 8 years old. Would you come up here? I just felt the Lord here. That's fine. Bob, would you come up? Because I don't know. The Lord just told Addison, Amelia, the Lord just spoke to me and told me to lay my hands on you and impart a greater anointing into your lives. So I'm going to do that. Would that be okay? And how do you receive it? You just say, I receive it. Yeah. Just let the anointing of God come upon you. In Jesus' name, in obedience to you, Father, I lay my hands on Addison and I release your anointing into her body. Her mind, her will, and her emotions will line up with your word. And she'll do mighty, mighty great deeds. From this day forward, she will carry a greater anointing than she's had. And she's going to use it. Addison, will you use it? Yes. She says yes. She said yes. She said yes. So September 24th, 2017, Addison taught. Tote, I'm sorry. That's like a pocketbook, isn't it? A tote. That's okay. Why didn't anybody ever correct me when I've been saying it wrong all these years? That's okay. The anointing is flowing into her like I tell you, it's all over her. Yeah, don't you laugh in church. You can't wait to get this either, can you? No. I tell you, you'll remember this day forever. Yeah, the anointing of God. It's real. You've experienced. And you know what? God, you know why he wants to put it in you? Because he wants you to give it away. And so as you're obedient to give it away, more will come. More will come. In the name of Jesus, I impart the precious anointing of God himself into Amelia Clark. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes.
That's an easy one. September 24th, 2017, I release that anointing into your life for service, filling you with it for you to give it away, to you use it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. You may be seated. God works with us, and he confirms his word with signs following. And so as we cooperate with him, as we agree with him, as we say yes to him, He's going to give us more. You see, the anointing upon these girls, I just said, is for them to use it. It isn't for their benefit, although it is for their benefit. Because they're going to be powerhouses for Christ. And they're going to do miracles at their hands. And I encourage the parents, grandparents, to encourage them to get in the Word. Meditate on the Word. Right? Is that right, girls? Read our Bibles? Yep. Well, I believe God has just done something in your life that is going to be amazing to you. And it's going to be amazing to people that you know. Is that cool or what? Yeah. Yeah. So find healing scriptures. Get to know them. Get to know them. By the stripes Jesus bore, be healed in his name. You have authority. And now you have power. You had the power, but you have to release that power. It's the same with all of us. Everybody has that power on the inside of them. It's in your spirit. It's in seed form. And you've got to cooperate with God, and you've got to release it when he tells you to release it. If you say, well, I'm afraid to, and you never do, it'll just stay dormant inside of you. I have an acorn from the great oak tree over here, the state white champion. I've had it for, I think, 8 or 9 years. It's still a little seed. It hasn't grown into an oak tree. Why? I haven't done anything with it. I haven't planted it. You've got to plant the Word of God. You've got to plant the anointing of God. It's with purpose, and you have to be diligent about it. So you've got to know when you're using it purposefully so that people will be healed, set free. God wants to demonstrate his power. And this is demonstrating the power of God himself through a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old. I tell you, if I wanted somebody to pray for me, I would choose a child that knows who they are in Christ, because they don't have the junk in them that adults have had the opportunity to receive. You know, they're pure. These girls are pure. And God wants to use them mightily. He wants to use all of us mightily. And it's up to us to say yes to that. Amen. So God works with us, and he confirms his word. He confirms his word. So you need to get the word in you. And the word of God, when it gets in here, Jesus said, it's going to come out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to bring that word forth. And in Jeremiah 1:12, God himself said, I watch over my word to make sure it happens, to make sure it comes to pass. It won't return void. It'll accomplish what I sent it to do. It'll prosper in the thing where I sent it. It's Isaiah 55:11. And so God has gifted us, given us gifts. He's given gifts unto men, spiritual gifts. We're talking about supernatural, powerful gifts that God's given us. He's given them to these girls. As soon as you get born again, God begins dealing with you and begins imparting things into you. And you see, the reason that healing and seeing people set free is so dear to my heart is because I remember the first time I saw somebody healed, something happened on the inside of me. Tears began to come down my eyes and my cheeks. And God was doing something. He was putting a compassion in me for the sick. And that's how he got a hold of me. He'll get a hold of you however way he does, but that's what it was for me. But I didn't immediately do anything with it. It kind of laid dormant. He was doing a work. See, God works on the inside first. That's why we don't have to clean up the one that doesn't know Christ, the one that's living in sin. We don't have to work hard to get them cleaned up. We shouldn't work at all to try to get them cleaned up. Let God do the cleaning up. We just give them the truth of the good news of Jesus Christ and share with them God's a good God, and they'll want it. I shared this, fella came, I don't know, it was a year or more ago. You knew who I'm talking about. And I had given an altar call, and we had, I don't know, 3 or 4 people get born again that day. And then afterwards, I went back just to talk to him. And he's sitting right about where Helen is, maybe the row behind. And he's sitting down, and he had written a bunch of notes. And he lifts up his pant leg and shows me he's got this ankle bracelet from prison. You know, they're watching him. They're tracking him. But he got permission to come. But you know what he wrote out? He wrote out that he got born again that night, that morning. And he turns around and shows it to me. He says, I want you to know I did that. I said, well, you know, you got born again. And then, you know, I didn't know who he was or anything. And then I find out more about him. And he was an interesting character and had a reputation. And you know, I'm not going to say any more about it. But that didn't move me. That didn't move God from his power being released into that man. And he got saved. And he's still saved. And I don't know where he is today. I hope he's still out. You know, he was from down in the southern part of, or he's in Massachusetts, I guess. So, you know, and I prayed a little bit with him. But the power of God, that was my point. The power of God, it's contained in his word. And so when you bring the salvation message, the power's there for somebody to get born again. When you bring the message on healing, the power's there to get someone healed. You talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The power comes to do the work that God set it to do. He says in Hebrews 4:12, my word is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. I just want to read that in the Amplified. And then we're going to close. Because we don't have to go any further. It's easy. I remember the first healing service that we did. We went till 10, 11 o'clock. But you know why we went till 10, 11 o'clock? Because God gave me the exact, he told me word, scripture and verse and words to do. And I wrote it all down. I got up in the middle of the night, wrote it down. I had to do it. That was my instruction. I had people getting upset because he's going too long and the Holy Spirit had me arrest them. I said, some of you are getting upset because I'm going too long. A lady put her hand up. How many remember that? Put your hand up high. I didn't ask her to put her hand up. You don't got to tell on yourself. She started crying. She stayed till the end, and she got her miracle. God had a plan. Yes, he did. Where did I tell me to go? Hebrews 4:12 is where I told myself to go. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power. That's why I told these girls, get the word in you. Making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of the joints of the marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. That's powerful. That's what the Word of God does. So it heals, it saves, it delivers, it sets free, it casts out demons. It does anything you need it to do. Our God is a good God, and it's his will that you have and enjoy life. That's what Jesus said in John 10:10. I came that you might have and enjoy life. Friend, I want you to leave here tonight. I want you to have and enjoy life. And these girls, you're going to remember this night. It was special. It was special. I don't think I've ever done that before. I mean, I've laid hands on kids, but I don't think that the Lord has ever come upon me the way he did tonight and it had me impart. It was right from the throne of God. It was right from God's throne, right into them. Do you keep a diary, you girls? Write it down. Remember this day.